Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now that's Kenny's concubine, right?
Jennifer? Yeah. David, where's the Kenny one at? Oh. Oh. There we go. Rico Beard, Michael Stone. Mike is in for Mike Valeni. By the way, we will be broadcasting live from Vegas tomorrow.
By the way, Rico, I give you tons of credit. I mean, because you are just sucking it up, whereas your partner, I guess, can't work the day before he gets on a flight or the day of that he gets on a flight.
Yes.
Now, is he on your flight or is he out there already?
Oh, he's out there already. He's at the Circus Swim already.
Okay.
Oh, no. Come on. No. You know, it'll just be me and Evan.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. So, no. It's the cost of being the diva. He's the Diana Ross, so he gets to go out there a day early and just live it up and live large. You know, hey, don't hate me because it's true.
I'm praising you.
All right. Michael Stone in till 6 o'clock. Okay, guys. We're going to go behind the curtain for a second for you listeners, because a lot of times we'll sit around the table, we'll come up with different topics, and sometimes the topics just happen. I was talking with David because a lot's going on this weekend. You got the Michigan-Texas game. You got the Lions opening night against the Rams. Matthew Stafford coming home. Kelly is keeping the kids in L.A. so nobody boos them. And if you haven't been paying attention, the Tigers, they're still relevant. Depending on what happens in the next couple of days, they're fighting for that last wild card spot. So I'm asking David this question. I'm going to ask you, the listener, as well. 248-539-9797. This weekend, with everything going on, we're going to go on, Stoney, we'll go under the assumption that the Tigers win the next two games.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
They're heading into this weekend series. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can only watch one of the three things. Because, as I said, I don't think that too many people are going to be watching the Michigan State-Maryland game outside of myself.
No.
So, Michigan-Texas, Lions-Rams, or the Tigers weekend series. You can watch one. And the one that you watch, you will get the exact outcome that you want. Which one are you choosing? I asked this question, people, because I got three different answers. I asked Stoney, I asked David, I asked Kenny. I got three different answers. Each one was picking a different event from this weekend and watching it because they want the outcome that you want. If you like the Tigers, you're going to watch the Tigers, you're going to get that outcome. Michigan, you're going to get Michigan. They will beat Texas. Lions, they're going to beat the Rams.
Right.
And the Rams, no slouches. A lot of people have the Rams to win the NFC West this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, the reason why the Lions beating the Rams is important, that could be a tiebreaker game right off the bat.
Could be a seeding game. Absolutely. Okay. Now, if you don't pick a particular event, that doesn't mean that team's going to lose either, though, right?
Right. You guarantee.
Right.
This one happens.
Yes.
Yeah, because for me, I'm going to ask you. I'll let you guys answer first. 248-539-9797. David, I asked you to start this with.
Yes.
Who did you pick?
It's been so long for the Detroit Tigers. I'm choosing the Detroit Tigers because I want that result, okay? We haven't been in the playoffs since 2014. It's been 10 years since we've been in the playoffs.
Yep.
Getting that result this weekend would mean we are that much closer to getting back to the playoffs. We would have a series coming up with the team right in front of us, the Kansas City Royals, that would put us in prime position to make the move to be the last wild card in the playoffs. So I'm going for the Tigers.
So you're bypassing the Lions. I get it. You're a Steelers fan.
Bypassing the Lions easily.
But Michigan, you're a Michigan fan.
I am bypassing Michigan.
You got Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't believe, and I've said this for a while, if you even said it, it's even on our college football predictions. I don't think Michigan's making the playoff, and I don't think a win versus Texas is changing that.
So you got the Tigers sweeping the A's in Oakland.
Yes.
David's taking the Tigers. Kenny, you were next.
Yeah, so the way that David feels about Michigan is kind of the way I feel about the Tigers. Is I don't think they're for real, and the Lions are, in fact, for real. So them winning tiebreaker game, like you said, it's much bigger in the NFL. So, yeah, I'm taking the Lions here.
Well, there's only one of the three teams that I definitely, definitely think is for real, and that's the Lions. But they can afford to lose one of 17. The Tigers, you're asking me to sit through three straight games against the Oakland A's in that ballpark, watching that?
Ugh. But you're getting the result.
You're getting a sweep.
I'm sorry. Give me.
And this is based off of they just
I know.
Took two from San Diego.
Right, which ain't happening, but for our argument it is. I'm going to go with Michigan because I don't think Michigan's that good either. But if they beat Texas, then suddenly I'm feeling a lot better about that football team. Because if you're going to go by, and everybody's gone by last week, right? Michigan didn't look good, right?
No, they didn't look good.
They didn't look good. I agree. Well, who are the two teams that everybody says besides Texas that you're really worried about? Oregon and Ohio State. Well, Ohio State looked great against the horrible Akron team. Oregon arguably played a worse team than Michigan played, and they only won by 10 points either.
Did you watch any of that Oregon game?
I saw some highlights.
Okay.
They dominated for parts of the game.
None of that game made any sense.
Yeah, I know.
They should have won by 50.
Dan Lanning made some ridiculous decisions as well.
And you're like, wait, you're only up. I think they were up by 3 in the fourth. Like,
and they're going for it and stuff like that.
You know, you throw for like, Dylan Gabriel threw for like 400 yards. Like,
I know.
What is going on here? But so you're taking
I'm taking Michigan because I think I need that as a fan. And we might get into this later to, I don't know, remedy this season that I think is going to happen.
Stoney's taking Michigan. Davis taking the Tigers. He's taking a sweep. He wants to see the Tigers actually compete because it's been over 10 years before they made the play since they made the playoffs. Kenny, he's ready.
Kenny's taking Georgia over Tennessee Tech. And how do they play? I think something like that.
I don't think he needs to worry about that. I think Kenny's fine with that. Kenny is taking the Lions. 248-539-9797. I'm going to ask you the people. You have the scenario. You can only watch one. And the one that you watch, you will get the outcome that you want. Are you taking Michigan, Texas? Are you taking the Lions and the Rams and the Lions beating the Rams? Or are you taking the Tigers sweeping the A's and putting them that much closer to that final wild card spot? Which one are you selecting?
Rico, I think we know which one you're taking.
Look, all three basically are no losers for any of us. Like, if the Tigers do what David hopes, we're all going to be happy. If Michigan wins and the Tigers don't, David will still be happy that Michigan beat Texas. Now, obviously, Kenny and Rico aren't in the Michigan conversation, but if the Tigers do well, we'll all be happy. the Lions do well. Well, Rico's not in that conversation either, but I think you want to see the Lions do good for your friends, your people. Oh, you don't have to worry about the station. You don't have to worry about the Niners yet anyway.
And the seating purpose.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
And you know what? You knocked off the Rams, so.
No, I know. But I mean.
That's actually good for the Niners.
Okay, good. All right. Yes, okay.
That's good for the Niners.
So it's not a bad thing. I think the probability, believe it or not, is higher for the Lions, Tigers, and I don't think Michigan. And well, I'm on with John tomorrow morning.
See, here's the thing.
I don't think Michigan has much of a chance.
Here's the thing.
Saturday, but that's me.
I see where Kenny's is coming from. I probably wouldn't pick the Lions because I think, like you, the Lions can do this whether I watch that game or not.
Correct.
They're good enough to beat the Rams. They don't need my help, Kenny.
No, and you know
that's a compliment to the Lions.
And if they don't win, it's one of 17. I like, well, we did the game by game. I remember I came back after, I think it was with Jim, actually, with Costa. I had them losing this game when the schedule came out. But
really?
Yeah, but then now, but things change. But still,
see, I thought that it would be so I thought that either this game or the next game. Like, I don't think they're going to sweep both teams. They knocked out the playoffs. So I feel you on that.
They probably don't need the guarantee, but this is the NFL, man. Any given Sunday, right. I know it's cliche, but the Rams could just very easily march in here and win this game.
Oh yeah, you got Nacua and Kupp going up against two rookies.
Rookie corners, exactly. That's. Yeah. It's problematic.
I'm probably going to side with David because it makes the Tigers relevant.
Yes.
They're crashing the party. They understood the assignment, and now they're lingering too long. Now you kind of want them to go away or get a wild card spot, but get out of purgatory, okay? Yeah. Either we're in a relationship or we're not. But this whole kind of seeing each other type of thing, it gets tired real fast. So get yourself into that last wild card spot. And we'll keep watching you.
I just hope the Tigers play well enough today and tomorrow where you can really have this discussion on Friday with you and Mike in Vegas. So,
yeah. And Michigan. Yeah, I'm just going to root for radio. So I think you know where I answered that question 2 years ago, which one I'm taking. 248-539-9797. You get to pick one and whichever one you pick, it's guaranteed. You'll get the exact outcome that you want. We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket text next. 97.1.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents. And if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime, getdavidgetpaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Stone joining me today till 6 o'clock. Mike, he's already there. We're going to be in Vegas with him. We're going to be there live from Circa Thursday and Friday. NFL season starts tomorrow night. Chiefs, Ravens.
Last year, we were out there for the opener, and obviously the Lions were the team that played the Chiefs. But will we see the Chiefs lose again for the second straight time?
I don't think so, because the Chiefs are actually coming with a full team.
Right.
This is what upsets Lions fans.
I know. No, you're right.
They didn't have two of their three best players.
But actually, the Chiefs don't, because Hollywood Brown's not going to be playing. And
you got sick. Xavier Worthy.
I know. But
you got Kelce.
I know.
And you have Jones.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't have him.
I know.
Trust me. I know from the Super Bowl, Chris Jones is a difference maker. I still have nightmares on that overtime. Anyway, 248-539-9797. This is a simple question. We talked about this in pre-show meeting. I thought I'd extend it to you, the people. You get to pick one thing that happens this weekend. We're going under the assumption that the Tigers win their next two games against the Padres. Tigers series in Oakland. You watch them, you get a sweep. The Tigers are that much closer to the final wild card spot. You watch Michigan-Texas game, you guarantee Michigan upsets Texas. You watch the Lions, Lions-Rams, and it guarantees the Lions win Sunday night game. You can only pick one. Which one would you choose? Before we get to the phone calls, Dave, a couple ticket texts.
Michigan versus Texas is what I would choose. It's not even close. Someone else says Tigers. Lions will probably win anyway. Michigan won't win the league anyway, so I'm not choosing them. I will go Tigers. I would pick the Lions game so I can make them lose. The Lions and Michigan will take care of themselves. Now, we did say the result you want.
Yeah, correct. It is the result you want, so...
Oh, that's interesting.
You know what? I wonder if that's one of those Detroit Rams fans.
That's what Kenny asked me when I read it to him.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's weird.
I wonder if you regret buying that t-shirt.
I'm watching the Detroit Tigers beat up on the Athletics this weekend. Keep the hope alive for the wild card. Another person says, great topic, Rico, but that's a tough one. Got to go with the Lions over the Rams, though.
I mean, it is one of those Sophie's choice. It's not easy. You get to pick one. Right. I'm quite sure most people would choose all three.
Of course.
But you can't choose all three. You got to pick one of your kids. Only one, David, gets to eat.
Right. Now, the other one.
Now, two of them you can't go wrong with. The other one can starve to death.
That's just
David's kid.
Yeah.
Not yours, Stoney.
To death, though.
The other thing, they can still eat, because there's a chance you still win. They wouldn't, even if you don't pick that game. You're not saying the other one's going to lose.
I don't know if that one kid, he ain't that bright.
How did he survive East Lansing on Friday?
He's outstanding, Rico. What are you talking about?
How did he survive East Lansing on Friday, by the way?
Well, he got a girl's number.
Ooh.
A Spartan.
How old is that son?
He's just started ninth grade year.
Oh, okay. Good for him.
Mm. How do you think that's going to go?
They're young, okay? I'm not going to predict that they're going to marry each other and I'm going to have to deal with a Spartan for the rest of my life.
Maybe the woman could have the same influence that Eve had.
Oh, come on. He turns.
Just saying.
Nope, let's not do that.
As a basketball,
I guess I'm going to delete that number from his phone.
Well, hopefully his
David.
Hopefully his honeymoon's more exciting than that football game was.
David, certain coach in East Lansing who always swears up and down, it's undefeated. 248-539-9797. Let's start this off with Q. Q, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Rico. Thanks for taking the time to call for me. Appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, Q.
So, basically, it's pretty simple. It's Lions over Rams. It's not particularly close for me. With the Tigers this year, it reminds me of that Lions team a couple years back when they won all those close games toward the end of the season. We thought, oh, they can make the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, it's nice that this team finally decided to wake up, but I don't think they're going to do anything in the playoffs, so I really don't care. I think next year is where we really see if the GM's plan really comes together. As far as Michigan, yeah, if they were to beat Texas, that would be a major upset. But for this season to be really worth anything after a national championship, they would still have to beat a team in USC we think is for real, an Oregon team we think is for real, and then go to Ohio State. And so just simply beating Texas, I don't think that's going to necessarily set them up on the path to really somehow get into the playoffs. So my vote is Lions over Rams, just because it's important for the season to get off to a good start. And so that's my rationale.
Ah, Q.
It makes
a ton of sense, Q. Like I said, this is one where there's really no wrong answer. It's just your preference. Appreciate the phone call. Do you want to see the Lions sweep the A's? You want to see the Lions? I mean, the Tigers sweep the A's. You want to see the Lions come out here and start the year off right, defeating Matthew Stafford and Rams? Or do you want to see Michigan defend the big house and knock off third-ranked Texas?
There's another reason I chose Michigan, and it's being extremely selfish. Number one, the Tigers I'd only watch on television. The Lions, I'll be at the game, but I'll be in the press box, so I can't cheer or drink. Michigan's a completely opposite of that.
I can cheer and drink. You can't cheer?
In the Lions press box?
Can't you just go down in the standing room only area?
No, I have to pay attention.
I've heard some Giants reporters cheering when their team was in town.
I've heard cheers from the press box. I'll just put it like that. Okay, I'm not gonna say which teams, but yeah. But no,
I've heard it from a press box, but not at a Lions game.
Really?
No,
I've heard it when the Raiders were here.
Oh,
I heard some cheering from Raiders. So, no, that wasn't the Lions people because they're fine, upstanding journalists, and that's beneath them.
So you
them.
Heard Raiders, and I heard Giants one time. This
is beneath the Lions journalists because Lord knows I don't want them to Tiger Day. These are great people.
Now, sometimes you think they're journalists, but it's like, especially at Ford Field, you have like the general manager and all the scouts and all the media people are sitting with everybody else. So I understand why they might cheer.
So you just don't like.
Maybe that's what I saw then.
Meander your way down into the. Like standing room only area?
No, not usually. Not when I'm working.
So if it's a close game, you could just sit there in the press box?
Yeah.
I can't. Nah. I just, like I said, I'm at Spartan Stadium. I got to go down and at least find my way into the crowd.
I can actually sit. But at Ford Field, you got to take the elevator.
It's so sterile up there, though.
I know. That's why we're working.
I got you. 248-539-9797. Gator is like laser focus. I sat next to him once. Like Gator is like, only thing missing is a pair of binoculars and a clipboard. Like he is scouting. Gator is on point when he's at the, do not talk to him. Gator is locked in.
Well, back in the glory days when I used to go to the Pistons playoff games in 2004-05, I would actually purchase tickets, sit in the stands, cheer my ass off, and then go in the locker room and do interviews. That's different.
That's, okay.
Yeah. That I've done. And the Red Wings, same thing.
It's just fun. Like, Gator's that. Rieger's the opposite. Rieger's, I'm about to make this bet. Hey, what about this bet? Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I think I'm going to take this. It's like, Jeff.
Just watch the game.
Right. Just watch the game.
He needs a dog collar that you can just buzz and just shut him off.
Yeah. No. Bad. Bad Rieger. 248-539-9797. Question is real simple. Three things are going to go on this weekend. I'm going to give you the assumption the Tigers win the next two games in San Diego. They then go out to Oakland. Three games set. You can watch one event this weekend. Or the Tigers all three games. You'll get the result that you want, no matter what it is, whether it's Tigers, Lions, or Michigan football. Which one are you choosing? 248-539-9797. Your ticket text, your phone calls, next, 97.1. Question is simple. You can have one outcome guaranteed. You can watch it this weekend. Tigers sweep the A's. Michigan upsets Texas. Lions defeat Matthew Stafford and the Rams Sunday night. Which are you choosing? You only get to pick one. I know you want them all, but for the sake of argument, and this makes it fun, you got to choose what's a higher priority to you. 248-539-9797. Let's just jump right into this. Terrence, thanks for holding. You're on 97.1.
Fellas, how's it going?
Hey, man. Good.
Man, I got to go with the Lions and the Rams because that to me is the one I'm just not used to seeing. I'm 33 years old. I've seen Michigan play a top 10 matchup, College Game Day being there at the Big House. I've seen the Tigers fighting for playoff spots late in the season. I have not seen the Lions favored to win a game at home to open up the season on Sunday night primetime football. So that's why I'm going with the Lions. Brought back the head coach, both coordinators, you know, same team, made some adjustments. I'm excited to see that. That's what I'm going for. I do think, though, that Vegas having the line at 3.5 was a little off of me. So I got the Rams covering. I got the Lions winning by 3, but I don't think they'll cover.
Wow. You sound like me.
Yeah, Terrence, the funny thing about the line, especially when the Rams had the injuries, I thought that the Lions would be favored by a lot more. That line is not budged,
absolutely
not moved at all.
No, I agree. And when I saw that, I said, there's a reason why Vegas is still hanging at 3.5. I don't trust it.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you, and I appreciate the phone call. That did worry me. Kenny, I don't know if you are, but I'm like, because I didn't think that Puka Nacua was going to play, but now it looks like he is. Young secondary going to get tested, and maybe that's why.
The line doesn't worry me. The secondary, though, you're right. The secondary does concern me. You have rookies going against powerful receivers.
Yeah, could get interesting. That's why Kenny chose the Lions. He doesn't want to sweat that out. Kenny just wants to see a victory. Ned, you're on 97.1.
Gentlemen.
Hey, man.
Hey, so, hey, guys. So I'm actually heading out to Oakland, so I'm going to take the Tigers sweep, and we're only 5.5 games behind Kansas City. So if what Rico says, hypothetically, I have it my way, we're by the end of the weekend, we're a half game behind. I catch the early flight home from San Francisco, and the icing on the cake is I'll be at the Lions game too. So I'm going out to Oakland though, so I'd like to see the Tigers sweep in Oakland.
I get it. It's personal for him.
Yeah. By the way, they are only 4.5, Ned, not 5.5 right now. Now, why are you going to Oakland? Is it business, or you just want to see that stadium before it comes down? Because this is it. It's the last time the Tigers are facing Oakland in Oakland.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so a buddy of mine from college, we go and we're trying to hit all the ballparks. We've hit 23 now, and we're doing San Francisco. We're doing Oracle, which is supposed to be the best view in Major League Baseball. So I'm pumped to see that. Still a little bitter about 2012, but I'll be good out there. And then going to Oakland, because they're burning it down, man. They're going to demolish that place, and they're going to Vegas. And people don't realize the Coliseum is pretty historic, you know.
Oh, so, it's very historic.
So, so going to knock those two off the list and hopefully get a Tiger sweep.
All right. Well, enjoy, have fun, and a safe flight back, Ned. Ned's taking the Tigers, because he's there. It's why you're taking Michigan, right?
Pretty much.
Because you're going to be there having fun, tailgating, drinking it up, going on the set of Fox and Game Day.
No, I don't think. I don't think I'm going to have a pass to be able to be that close. But I'd be interesting. I'd like to see Urban and Saban get into like a steel cage match between the networks.
I thought you had like famous daughters now. They can get you anywhere.
Not for college. Maybe for NFL, she could use her weight a little bit. But I don't know. She's still pretty low.
Nick Saban coached the NFL.
So did Urban. Not really, but yes.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
They both coached in the state of Florida. And you know what? Nick Saban gets a bad rap for his NFL career. Yeah, he left in really squirrely circumstances, which he's done before that, too. But I believe they made the playoffs
if I remember this correctly, I don't fault Nick Saban because Nick Saban said who he wanted for quarterback.
Drew Brees.
He wanted Drew Brees.
The doctors said no.
And they said no, and they gave him Dante Culpepper.
Correct.
Because Dante Culpepper was going to sell tickets, and he was the next best thing. He was going to be a bigger version of Michael Vick.
Yeah, but Nick Saban...
Nick Saban was like, no, give me Drew Brees and I can win. Well, Drew Brees goes to the Saints. Drew Brees wins the Super Bowl.
And Nick Saban ended up coming into Ford Field on Thanksgiving with Joey Harrington and beating the Lions.
You know what? That was the easiest fantasy pickup for me
ever. I'm like, guys, because everybody laughed at me.
Right.
Because I picked up Joey Harrington for that particular game. Because I'm like, he's going to come back here and torch this team. And then I dropped him the very next week.
And didn't they play like Piano Man or something like that? They would troll him. And
they did.
Saban was pissed at the press conference afterwards.
They did, because when he came out on the field, they started playing Piano Man because this town never loved him. What, Kenny?
Why are we doing this? Can we stop this?
What?
Just picking at an old scab.
What old scab? What are you, five at that time? You don't remember that.
Yeah, really?
How much do you remember Joey Harrington?
That was the first quarterback that I remember in my football watching life.
Wow, and you're still a Lions fan. That's incredible.
And I'm still a Lions fan. I topped it out.
248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts, and we jump back into the phone lines.
I'm taking the guarantee of the Lions. That is from Aaron at work in South Lyon. Someone else says, I would take Michigan for the betting odds and then bet my house on them. Nate from Clawson, I think we're going to deem that illegal in this scenario, right?
Yeah.
You know what?
You're not going to be able to bet on your guaranteed scenario.
I didn't think about that, but there's...
Smart man.
I mean, is that Connor?
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
He's got to get Mum for some new uniforms.
And then Jack in Hazel Park says, Lions beating the Rams because the Lions have the highest potential of all three teams so far.
True, but if they lose, okay, so they'll be 16-1. I'm just kidding. But yes.
I'll still say this. When it comes to baseball, especially if you're playing hot baseball in September and you roll into the playoffs and that other team has to get up to your level, I've seen it before. It's kind of like hockey where the seeding doesn't matter.
Oh, I know.
The NBA, seeding matters because it's rare you see somebody get knocked off.
Can you imagine the Tigers fighting for the wild card the last series of the season? The Chicago White Sox come to town for three, trying to avoid being the worst team in baseball history.
I think at that point they're there.
Oh, I know.
And I think if you're Detroit, see, unlike when the Tigers,
Twins.
Yeah. And they kind of say, all right, we're going to play nobodies because we don't want to. We're winning. We're going to destroy you. We're going to do everything we can. Yep, that's Scooble on the mound.
Yes.
I know I don't need him, but
yes.
I just want to make sure we beat you.
Yeah, and we want to get to the playoffs.
Right. So that's what I want to see. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Cliff, you're on 97.1.
How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Wonderful.
Hey, Stoney. Hey. Long-time listener, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Great subject. I really think it's an easy answer, though. I think it's definitely the Tigers because you've got the Lions. You still got 16 games. You got Michigan. You still got games. And if they do upset Texas, that would be a great win. But you're talking Tigers winning 5 in a row, 4.5 out going into today. You're talking Monday morning. You're talking about a team that could be 1.5 to 2 games out of that wild card spot. And I really think they'd be the talk of the town if that's the situation.
Well, they'd be right up there. I don't know if they'd be talking to the town. And then, look, the other thing is they come home to play a horrible Colorado team for three.
Exactly.
Then the Orioles are here for three. Then we have, so whatever. And then you got to go to Kansas City for three the following, a week from Monday.
And then, but you end the season, like you said, you end the season with Chicago.
Right.
I'm saying this. It could be 5 in a row, could be awful big, only being 4.5 out. Yeah.
No, you're right.
It would be fun. There's no doubt about it.
So, no.
Absolutely, it'd be fun. If you're talking playoffs in September, that'd be awesome. You gentlemen have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Cliff. I mean, that's the one thing about the Tigers. It's if they sweep, it's not a guarantee they make the playoffs. If the Lions win, you're 1-0. If Michigan wins, I think you write your season. If Michigan wins that game,
right?
You know what? Here's the thing. If Michigan beats Texas,
they're going to be in the top five too.
No. You're in the playoffs.
You should
like
be.
Certain teams to me, you could only screw up. Like Miami is in. Notre Dame is in. Georgia, they're in. Okay?
Because if they beat Texas, chances are 2 losses max.
It will still
probably.
Get you in.
Yes, agreed.
Like I said, there's a handful of teams that I would then if they went out there and they held serve at home beating Texas, they're in. They're back in the playoffs for another year. So that's why this game would be important. Tigers, no guarantee, but, man, it would make them very relevant and very interesting, especially because you get a free square to end the season.
Kenny would be so happy to.
Slick back here, Kenny.
Look at this. A week from tonight, 9/11, unfortunately, but a week from tonight, you can get in as low as $3 to Comerica Park.
Can he think of all the daiquiris you could buy?
Thank God. $3 tickets.
How about that? The daiquiri cost twice as much as the ticket, at least.
You're paying more for parking and daiquiri.
Second thought, maybe not. Because Kenny was, Tuesday was rough. Let's just put it like that.
That, by the way, had nothing to do with daiquiris. None of that was on me, by the way. Okay. I can tell you that story later on, but yeah, that was a tough day.
Tuesday was a rough day for him. He had no voice. He was just kind of here. We'll put it like that. He was here. He showed up to work almost on time. You know, he was almost here. All right. Mike, you're on 97.1.
Hey. Hey. Rico, Stoney, how you guys doing this afternoon?
Good, thank you.
Hey, gentlemen, I'll tell you what. My pick, got to be the Lions. Tigers are fun to watch. The Wolverines, they're going to take a step back. I agreed with you guys yesterday. Mine has got to be the Lions. The disrespect that Stafford and that team has been showing the Lions, I want them to come out guns a-blazing, put the foot on the throat early. That's my pick. I got to see them do something this year and start it off with a bang.
Can I ask you a question?
Shut the Stafford thing down for a change.
Okay.
Go ahead, Stoney.
What has Stafford said to disrespect the Lions, by the way? I'm just curious. Did I miss something?
Well, like in his last interview he did out there in L.A., you know, they asked him, were you rooting for the Lions after that? No, I wasn't.
No, and he said when he loses, when the season's over, he doesn't root for anybody. It has nothing to do with that.
But then he wants to say how we're booing his kids as well.
That was his wife. That's number one. Number two, do you think Jared Goff, you know, would root for the Rams?
See, Mike, let me help you out
here. Or any other team? You think Jared Goff was rooting for the 49ers in the Super Bowl? Probably not. That's why he wasn't even rooting.
Well, no, he's from there. He was rooting for him.
Oh, okay.
He's from. No, but yeah. I think what Mike is, because if Stafford, and I think a lot of people would, dude, can you just tell your wife to shut up?
Well, that's a different story.
And that's why I think Mike and a lot of people just don't like Stafford. Because, like, we don't want to hear from your wife. She doesn't suit up and play, and all she's doing is making your life difficult. He was a fan favorite, and now he's being hated, and it's not really for anything that he's done. Remember, people, and I'm sure Mike was the same way. I appreciate the phone call, Mike. They rooted for Stafford to win the Super Bowl. And then his wife just nonstop, yep.
And you
can't stand him.
When his career ends, when he comes back here and they put his name on the Ring of Honor and all that kind of stuff, people will be happy. Give him a standing ovation and he deserves
it. You know what?
He was great here.
And maybe I'm wrong. If he shows up alone, he'll get cheered. He walks out there with his wife, he's going to get booed. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. 97.1.
Hey, Rico, did you see who showed up at practice today? Ja'Marr Chase.
He wants that money. All right, David, what you got for us? Let's do a blitz.
All right, so I am doing this one because of Kenny. PFF, I'm sorry, 24/7 Sports has a list of quarterbacks after week one. So they ranked them. They have a 20 quarterback list. But I'm going to just do with the top 12. Because the reason why he's upset is because Carson Beck is at number 12. So I'm going to list everyone above Carson Beck, and you tell me if he should be above him after week one. So let's start with number 11. It is Hudson Carr from Purdue. Went 24 of 25 for 273 yards, a career high, 4 touchdowns against Indiana State. He did make history. He tied the FBS record for completion percentage in a game at 96%. Should he be above Carson Beck?
Yes. Yes, he should. He almost went perfect. And sometimes, regardless of the opponent, Stoney, you got to tip your hat. To only throw one incomplete pass the entire game, that's something. I mean, it goes back to, what was it, Phil Sims in the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. Where, you know, sometimes it's like, this guy is just that good. So, yes.
It's impressive. I'll give him that. But, you know, I mean, who is he playing? Indiana State? Larry Bird?
Still. Stoney.
I know.
One incomplete pass. I mean, they're on scholarship, too.
I know.
Number 10, Dylan Raiola. Nebraska won 40-7 against UTEP. He threw 238 yards, two touchdowns. Should he be above Carson Beck?
And what was Carson Beck's numbers?
Carson Beck's numbers were... Oh, I got to grab them. They're not in this article. Okay. Give me a second. I'll grab them.
Okay, no worries. I mean, he didn't go driving afterwards, did he?
He had two touchdowns. I know that.
He didn't go driving on his own, right?
278 yards.
Okay. You know what? I think everybody was waiting to see if Raiola could actually live up to the hype. A lot of pressure. I mean, he put a lot of pressure on himself.
Correct. By dressing like Mahomes.
It's weird that he's doing this whole Mahomes thing. Like, I mean, the number, the haircut.
Dominic Raiola doesn't look like Patrick Mahomes.
A little weird, isn't it?
You know, it does break some questions, but.
So let me give you his numbers, Carson Beck. 23 of 33, 278, two touchdowns.
So we're just looking at how they played in week one, so I get it.
You know what? I would put Carson ahead of Raiola.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. It was his first game, and Lord knows my quarterback's first game was a disaster. Mm-hmm. So at least he showed up and played.
So number 9 is Cam Rising from Utah, 10 to 15, 254, five touchdowns. They won 49-0.
Five touchdowns.
He should be above.
That's great.
Yes.
No, I don't think he should be above Carson Beck. You know why? Because Cam Rising is 38 years old.
Oh,
he's been there so freaking long.
You just described half of college football.
I know.
So
I know, and if my memory is correct from listening to the show a lot, it's all your fault.
Yes.
All right. Let me give
I had nothing to do with COVID. I promised the world. This was before I even got here. COVID existed.
Let me give you number 8 on the list. It is Nico I. I am never going to try to pronounce his last name. He went 22 of 28, 314. They played Chattanooga, though. Three scores. Three touchdowns.
No. No. I'm going to give it to Carson Beck because even though Clemson is a corpse of a team, it's still Clemson.
Yes, they're still power four.
Okay, that's Chattanooga.
Okay.
Who plays? Like the Moccasins, I think.
Yes, they are. Very good. They had a basketball. Keith, Mr. Jennings was from UT Chattanooga, I think. Remember him? Okay.
I'm trying to think. Was that Terrell Owens?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I thought he went to Tennessee State.
No. He was Chattanooga.
He was Chattanooga. Yeah. Okay. Number 7 was Jalen Miro, 200 yards passing, three touchdowns. Also rushed for 79 yards and two scores against Western Kentucky.
Yeah. I'm going to say it was better because he did it in like half a game.
Correct.
Yeah.
Unlike another SEC team, they just came out and they weren't playing. They put their foot on the throat of Western Kentucky. Georgia struggled. Sorry. Go ahead, Stoney.
No, I'm with you on that one.
Number 6 is Drew Aller. I mean, we all know what he did.
Yes.
They beat West Virginia.
Yeah, pretty good team.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a real offensive coordinator now.
Yeah, they had a couple scores of 40-plus, which is something you never would say with Drew Aller and Penn State.
On the road.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So let's get to the top 5 here. You have Jackson Dart of Ole Miss. I mean, I don't even need to say what he did.
They played Mumford, for crying out loud.
They did. 5 scores.
Who did they play? They played somebody who's ridiculous, like Valpo or somebody.
They played Furman, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, the Paladins, the Furman.
He didn't play in the second half, though. All right, number 4.
He didn't play in the second half, but he still had all those yards.
Correct.
Right. I'm just going to say no.
Kenny, you remember which former Lion played at Furman? Where's your Jerome Felton jersey?
Number 4 on the list is Noah Fifita from Arizona, 19 of 31, 422, and 4 touchdowns.
19 of 31 is not that impressive to me. Plus, you have that receiver was unbelievable.
Yeah, they just threw the ball to him.
Yeah.
They did. Who did had they 10 play? Catches for 304 yards. They played New Mexico, believe it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No defense in that game.
No, Carson Beck better.
All right, number 3, Shador Sanders. 400-plus yards, 4 touchdowns against North Dakota State. But North Dakota State is good in 1AA.
But does Shador Sanders get demoted because his time management was completely awful? how much of that's on him or how much of that's on his dad.
See, I think that's on his dad because especially this one's hard because they padded his stats. They tried to make sure that he's going to win a Heisman or he's going to be sitting in New York. You almost lost the game because you just wouldn't take. And I wanted them to lose because of that. Okay. It was right up there with Jonathan Smith not kicking the field goal. Like sometimes, guys, what the hell are you doing? Shador said, I will say this. With 2 minutes to go in a game, I don't think there's any other quarterback that I would want on the field than Shador Sanders. He gets it done. That like the final 2 minutes of the half or a game, that's money time.
They could play 2-on-11, just him and Hunter, and maybe complete a pass.
He's going to drive down the field. You cannot stop him. But he plays for Colorado, so I'm going to be a hater.
Okay.
Carson Beck.
Well, the last two, the top two quarterbacks on this
Hairy
list.
Dog.
Cam Ward, 385, three touchdowns, an interception.
Yeah.
And Quinn Ewers, number one.
Cam Ward did all of that, plus he took the Georgia quarterback's girlfriend. They stole recruits. They did everything. They ate gator that right there at the 50-yard line. Just fricasseed a gator.
And then Quinn Ewers is number one, 260, three touchdowns.
Yeah.
But they didn't play anybody either.
And the funny thing is, he did all of that, and more people wanted to see Arch Manning.
You're right. They cheered.
When Arch Manning came into the game and threw the pass and scored the touchdown, that was the bigger cheer. So
it's almost like the boos that Davis Warren got when he would come out of the game, which made no sense to me.
Were they booing because he was leaving or were they booing because of the other quarterback that was coming in?
No, they were booing because Warren was coming in. People love watching those mobile quarterbacks.
Even though he can't throw passes?
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of boos. There were a few. It was a murmuring.
So, according to Kenny, no one is ever going to be better than Carson Beck. That is your College Football Blitz.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.